From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that was a group called Tout et Tam, and that means here and there. From their brand new CD, their fourth, which they just released a few weeks ago at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba. And the CD was called Obriad. That song was Tanets Rehorovicha, which means Gregorovich's Dance. Добрий день, шановні радіослухачі, та вітаю вас всіх на радіопередачі «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, Polkrinska Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, however you found us, a very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. We have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a look at a great klezmer festival in Ukraine that takes place every August. As well, we've got news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine News Service and Ukraine Today News Service, rather, and we'll be bringing you the latest developments in Ukraine. As well, we've got a usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another new release from Canada. This is a group from Winnipeg called High Profile, and from their second CD, which is called Tribute to Ukrainian Heritage. And here they are now with Ukrainian tango, Hutsulka Ksenia, a Hutsul girl named Ksenia.
Темна нічка горі крила, полонину всю залила, а мій постач ніжно біла, у цовценю ні пісна. Він дивився очі сині, те, хто сперше з нас оснині, і слова ніжні любові, він до неї промаля. Уцовку Ксеню, я тобі на трендіті, лише не силам світі, про любов розкажу. Час страждає, звук трембіті юнає, а що серце кохає, боряче можа. Ксеню, я тобі на трендіті, не що ні силам світі, про любов розкажу. Душа страждає, звук трендіті юнає, а що серце кохає, погаряче можа. Зеленчу любу скрито, а гуцоку чорну бреву, він останню ніч прощав. Чермоші грали хвілі, сумували очі сині, тільки вітер на соснині сумну пісню віграва. Гуцоку Ксеню, я тобі на тебе ти, ти що не силам світі, просвіжа розпочинь. страждає, звук трепіти юнає, а що серце хохає, по гаряче можа.
The 19th annual Bloor West Village Toronto Ukrainian Festival, one of the world's largest Ukrainian street festivals, will be in full swing September 18th to 20th. Enjoy great food, cultural displays, and nonstop performers from across North America, plus the headlining band Otvinta from Ukraine. Enjoy the Children's Midway, sidewalk sale, vendors, films, and more. This year, you could win a trip for two to Kyiv. Check UkrainianFestival.com for further details and catch the Ukrainian spirit. Brought to you by Ukrainian Culture Festival, the Government of Canada, and the Government of Ontario.
Yeah.
Leo Maximovich with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Cheremshina, the cherry tree. Up next is Anton Mukharski and something a little more lighthearted. This is a Ukrainian rendition of a song you'll probably recognize. The Ukrainian title is called Bobek.
Бобік, бобік, з раю діла визвали. Бобік, бобік, з ґратами залізними. Бобік, бобік, ти скажи за що? Це ж було пристойно так, і навіть даже хорошо. Я прийшов на дискотеку в ПГТ стебльов. Дівок гарних вище криші, бачу, буде кльов. Прикид крутий і чуб стерчить, я злокохучий мен. Ти ходи но сюди, давай танцювать, гей, гоп, май бейбі денс. Бобік, бобік, з раю діла визвали. Бобік, бобік, з гратами залізними. Бобік, бобік, ти скажи за що? Це ж було пристойно так, і навіть даже хорошо. Я крутив свою подругу в танці, як юлу. Позавзятий в рок-н-ролі і дівушек люблю. Аж раптом раз якесь хамло прервало пірует і сказало мені, ти кінчай ці понти, ні місним міста нет. Бобік, бобік, з раю діла визвали. Бобік, бобік, з гратами залізними. Бобік, бобік, ти скажи за що? Все ж було пристойно так і навіть даже хорошо. Сталеві м'язи маю і поняття два. Ти не ступай мені на шузи і дай дотанцювать. Раз удар, один лежить, два лежать, сі п'ять. Поки їдуть менти, ти ходи на сюди і будем танцювати. Бобік, бобік, з раю діла визвали. Бобік, бобік, з гратами залізними. Бобік, бобік, ти скажи за що? Це ж було пристойно так, і навіть даже хорошо. Бобік, бобік, з раю діла визвали. Бобік, бобік, з гратами залізними. Бобік, бобік, ти скажи за що? Це ж було пристойно так, і навіть даже хорошо.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. The beautiful Western Ukrainian city of Lviv has over the past few years blossomed as an artistic and cultural center, a center that is increasingly featured in the itinerary of European and global artists. The city now holds numerous festivals of national cultures. They present a full menu of events in cuisine, literature, theater, music, as well as the visual and decorative arts. A major goal of such events is the rediscovery and appreciation of national traditions. Lviv has a long, honored, and rich history of various ethnicities, and they all have contributed to Lviv's cultural mosaic. Jewish culture is without a doubt a fundamental element in the city's common cultural heritage. A lively and yearly celebration of Jewish culture is now one of the high points of Lviv's summer calendar. Lviv Klezfest, the International Festival of Jewish Music, was started in 2009 to reconnect with the lost Klezmer musical culture of Jews living in Galicia. Klezmer music has enjoyed a dynamic revival and popularity in many countries hosting the Jewish diaspora. The Lviv Festival has in turn grown in scope, attracting an increasing number of international musicians who have returned to perform in one of the historic homelands of klezmer. The Lviv Festival was organized by an initiative of the All-Ukrainian Jewish Charitable Foundation, Hesed Aria. The American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, the Lviv City and Regional Governments, foreign embassies, and many public and private organizations have co-sponsored and partnered with the festival. Throughout August, Lviv was an open-air stage for klezmer music, dancing, singing, as well as exhibitions, lectures, tours, workshops, and Jewish cooking shows. Major highlights of the festival included the opening concert in Lviv's Philharmonic Hall with world-renowned jazz pianist Vadim Nesolovsky, who was born in Odessa. He performed with the Youth Symphony Orchestra. Other crowning moments included performances and a master class on the crossroads of Jewish and Ukrainian musical heritage presented by the American musicians Michael Alpert and Julian Katosti. The violinist Alpert is a pioneer in the renaissance of klezmer music and Yiddish culture. Katosti is one of the world's premier players of the Ukrainian lute harp or bandura. Together, they explore two musical traditions that have coexisted and interacted for centuries. A gala concert in Lviv Central Market Square on August 30th brought together other innovative takes on klezmer music. These included Argentina's Tango Klezmer Project and New York's wildly energetic klezmer rock band Golem. Golem recently paid tribute to the Ukrainian folk-pop classic Chervona Ruta by performing it in Times Square. Ukraine has faced many daunting security and political challenges when it finally embarked on a path to European and global integration. The emerging strength of a diverse civil society, solidarity, and an appreciation of all cultural heritages have proved decisive in meeting these challenges. And so it is with Lviv Klezfest. The rallying theme for the festival this year was Jews for Peace and a United Ukraine. Ada Dianova, the chairperson of this organizing committee of the festival, underlined this positive and inspiring message. She told the Lviv newspaper High Castle, "We want to show everyone that life here continues and that we will not be defeated. We will flourish and grow and no one can break us." This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Вона вже ти увійшла в мої мрії.
And that was indeed that crazy, lively klezmer band from New York City. And the song that they did perform at Times Square, Chervona Ruta, The Red Rue. Up next is some Canadian content again. This is also somebody from Winnipeg. Her name is Sofia Bilozor, and she plays the traditional or the national Ukrainian instrument, the bandura, and she sings beautifully as well. This next song is from her CD called Chirivni Melodii, which means enchanting melodies. And here she is now with Oi Helya Helya, a song about a girl and some geese. Sort of.
Thank you. Господи, хвалася.
Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Two Ukrainian soldiers have been killed and four others have been injured in the conflict zone in East Ukraine. The news comes as a blow to hopes for a renewed ceasefire, which briefly came into force on September 1st. Ukrainian broadcaster TSN reports witness accounts of the latest casualties, according to which the Ukrainian servicemen were assaulted by Russian-backed insurgents near the town of Shastium. The deaths add to the more than 6,500 people who have lost their lives in the more than 16 months of fighting in the Donbas region.
Deadly clashes in the heart of Kyiv this week have put Ukraine back into the headlines around the world. The protests by ultra-nationalists came after MPs supported a new draft bill which could see greater autonomy granted to regions controlled by Russian-backed militants. But these areas not under government control have already achieved a greater autonomy than what is promised in the draft law. This is what Andrew Kramer writes for the New York Times. Kramer writes that analysts believe this could be a positive development and that the first step to ending the fighting. But then he goes on to say that the new law could also destabilize the Ukrainian government. Ensconced in their enclaves, the separatists are showing little willingness to rejoin Ukraine in any way. They have formed their own ministries and armies, and they have begun levying taxes and paying the pensions and public wages that Kyiv stopped paying last year. But at the same time, with the recently agreed ceasefire, Kramer says that the draft law could reflect a broader bargain that serves Mr. Putin's interests. Analysts say obtaining an autonomy measure that meets his demands in the ceasefire agreement will simply cement the facts on the ground and provide him with a politically defensible way to extricate himself from a costly conflict that he can no longer afford. It's still unclear if the draft law will pass a second and maybe even third reading in the parliament. Kramer quotes Oksana Sirid, a deputy speaker of the Ukrainian parliament, who's also against the law, saying that, "What do we have in Donetsk and Luhansk? We have the Russian army, Russian gangsters, and Ukrainian terrorists. If we enact this law, what will we have? These people will be amnestied, they will be elected, and we will have to pay them." But it seems that one of the biggest arguments used by opponents of the law is that if Russian President Vladimir Putin gets his way in the Donbas, he will escalate the situation on the ground again in order to achieve more of his goals. This is Tamara Roosevelt in Kyiv for Ukraine Today.
NATO, along with partner countries and Ukraine, have kicked off multinational naval military exercises in the Black Sea. Some 2,500 servicemen will participate in the land, naval, and air drills, which will run until September 12th. Over 150 pieces of military equipment, including warships, helicopters, and airplanes, will be used in the extensive Sea Breeze 2015 military exercises. Military personnel from Bulgaria, Germany, Greece, Moldova, and the UK, among others, are involved in the drills aimed at improving interoperability between Ukrainian forces and those of NATO members.
Hashtag Free the 20. It's a new campaign to highlight the plight of women political prisoners around the world. On the list, captive Ukrainian pilot and MP Nadia Savchenko. The US ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, launched the initiative at the State Department in Washington this week. The new project starts some 3 weeks before a UN conference in New York. There, gender equality and women's empowerment is on the agenda. It's being held 20 years after 189 governments signed the Beijing Declaration aimed at advancing the rights of women and girls. Power explained more about how the program would focus on imprisoned women in the run-up to the UN Congress.
And every weekday leading up to the Beijing Plus 20 conference, we are going to share the story of one of these women in greater detail. Their names, who they are, where they are from, why they have been unjustly locked up, and the governments that are depriving them of their freedom. Governments that will be sending delegations to the Beijing Plus 20 conference in New York.
One of those women set to be profiled is Nadia Savchenko. Detained by militant forces during summer 2014, she was funneled across the border into Russia, according to her lawyers. She denies the charges of killing two Russian journalists, but still faces jail, despite international condemnation of the trial. Meanwhile, an investigative journalist from Azerbaijan, this week jailed for 7.5 years, also makes it onto the list.
The United States has imposed sanctions against several major Russian companies, including the state arms trader and a company which produces fighter jets. It's not yet clear what has prompted Washington to blacklist the Russian companies, as well as a host of Chinese companies. However, Russia's sales of lethal military equipment to Iran and Syria in the past may have led to the new sanctions.
Ukraine's new military doctrine will stipulate Russia as an aggressor and enemy of the country. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk announced the plans during the opening of multinational naval military exercises called Sea Breeze 2015 near the southern city of Odessa. The latest drills, backed by NATO, aim to strengthen regional security in the wake of the invasion by Russian soldiers into Ukraine's east. On Tuesday, Yatsenyuk toured the USS Donald Cook destroyer, meeting the commander and crew. This is what he had to say. Our further plans prescribe intensification of our joint work and provision that the Black Sea will be secure and the Russian Federation, which illegally annexed Crimea, will realize that any illegal actions will be stopped by our joint efforts. The development of defensive weapons and the long-term reorganization of Ukrainian forces, both key points of the new doctrine, the country's defense ministry has said, both aim to prevent any further military aggression in the Donbas region. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, said during the tour of Odessa that Kiev's cooperation with Washington was important.
But the importance to all of us of this strategic space grew substantially last year following the Russian invasion of Crimea, the illegal annexation, and all the events that have flown that have followed from that development.
Next, the president must sign the decree. Some analysts have suggested the Kremlin's foreign policy towards Ukraine has in fact bolstered national support for NATO membership. Earlier this year, Moscow adopted a more aggressive stance towards NATO in its military doctrine in reaction to what it called the alliance's expansion across Eastern Europe.
Lenin will not be toppled so easily. For over 6 hours, municipal workers in Ukraine's southern city of Ilyichivsk faced the grueling task of dismantling the 16-ton bronze statue of the former Communist Party leader. According to a group of activists, some local government members have been hesitant to get rid of the statue. It wasn't easy because of the municipal government. A lot of people in Ilyichivsk have been waiting for this for a long time. I received the impression that they were waiting to see which side was winning the war first, then follow them. I wanted to show them that we're a Ukrainian city and we're with Ukraine. Dozens of Lenin statues and of other communist leaders across the countries have met the same fate. The Ukrainian government has vowed to take down communist symbols and rename streets as part of a package of laws on decommunization. A strange caricature resembling Russian President Vladimir Putin holding a bullfinch has been unveiled in Ukraine's southern eastern city of Zaporizhia. The monument is meant to represent fake reports about Ukraine, which are spreading around Russian state-owned media. One of the monument's creators talked about what he plans to do next. The next monument we plan to dedicate to Sergei Lavrov. A story emerged in December during a Russian talk show that school children in Ukraine were being told to destroy bullfinches. The reason? Because the color of the bird's feathers resemble the Russian flag.
The first charity race on boats made of plastic bottles was held outside the Black Sea resort of Odessa. 19 teams used thousands of drink bottles to make kayaks and canoes of various designs for the race. The competition was held on an artificial lake outside the city. According to the event organizers, the oldest race participant was 73, whilst the youngest was 13. It took rowers several days to invent designs and to make vessels out of bottles taped together. It took us 2 to 3 days, 300 to 400 bottles, and 6 kilometers of scotch tape to make the boat. One of the organizers said his aim was to attract public attention to the issue of environmental pollution caused by plastic. He also said that all money gathered through the race will be sent to a charity helping Ukrainian servicemen wounded in the East. We will pass these boats to a charity organization. Afterwards, they will be utilized and the money will be used to buy prosthetic devices for servicemen injured during the anti-terrorist operation. Not all boat designs proved to be practical. Some vessels sank before crossing the finishing line. Luckily, all the participants safely made it to the shore. The winning team was awarded a Ukrainian flag and a cash prize of around $1,000, half of which will be donated to volunteers heading to Ukraine's East.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Козацького роду, а там хлопці риболовці, хлопці козацького роду. Стояла край берега, та й стала гірко ридати.
The Ukrainian rockabilly band that goes by the name of Otvinta. And if you happen to be in Toronto a couple of weeks from now, they will be, of course, at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, the world's largest Ukrainian street festival. That'll be taking place September 18th to 20th. Before Otvinta, you heard Oksana Mucha, a popular singer from Ukraine, and a song called Хлопці Риболовці, which means the Fisher Boys. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, and you can get links to the podcast feeds of the shows there. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. Нажами вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Хто менше говорить, той більше робить. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever talks less accomplishes more. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. So to take us to the end of our show, we have the Playboy Band from Edmonton, Alberta, and Rogers Polka. I'm Paula Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення! Yeah.